Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Okay, okay, all right. Okay, you went out to a show last night.
I went to see Venus X and it blew my fucking mind.
Young lady.
I know, look, the swearing's already happening. But it was so good. I'm so shook.
Well, what made it so fantastic? What made you down the front?
The atmosphere was off the actual charts. And it was like everyone was going wild. And it
I love that.
So safe. It wasn't like, it was just a beautiful.
It's actually been quite a while since I've been to a gig that felt, I find that's the prevailing vibe at most gigs nowadays, you know, which is cool.
It felt like a fully explicit gig because it was, you felt absolutely free to live your best fucking life and know that no one's going to harass you. It was truly beautiful. I'd like to have missed out. Also, Venus X Queen, absolute motherfucking full noise, 100% Queen.
All right. Okay.
She was amazing.
All right, now, so now you've set the bar very high for your next piece. Just tell us what we should go and see this weekend.
Well, now we delve deep into the realms of theatre.
Theatre.
Also,
Pretendi World.
Pretendi. Welcome to Pretendi World. I also really like that the intro this morning just started with Romans. Yeah. It's like Romans, countrymen.
It was supposed to start with Friends, Romans, countrymen.
Yeah, I know, but we skipped Friends, so we, we're
just rocking out to our
We're straight out of Shakespeare. So, this weekend at the Basement Theatre. I also just want to flag the Arts Festival closed on Saturday. So, that was a...
Did you feel like you fully exercised your right to art?
I went to two things in the Arts Festival. One of them changed my life and was incredible by a company called Hoffe Schechter, which is a dance company based out of the UK.
What's it called?
It was called Grand Finale. Oh, and it was amazing, yeah. Insane. It was so good. Anyway, that's done. None of you guys can see it, so why bother talking about it? I'm just going to talk about stuff at the Basement because of Arts Festival. Astroman's on at Q by ATC. But at the Basement, there's some really exciting stuff going on. So Headstand is still on for another week. Mm-hmm. We opened on Tuesday. It was really cool. People after the show, people look kind of like shell shocked, which is a vibe.
So still, we're in the situation here. We can't really say what's going on, can we, with that show, other than what we've already said.
Yeah.
About what it is, which was you guys telling us about how you weren't even sure really how to describe it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the best way to describe it is that it's kind of like what would happen if the world ended, like, tomorrow, like, before we got our shit together.
Because we will at some point get our shit together.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. You're on track for that. We are so on track for that.
And it's quite, it's nihilistic. It's darkly humorous. Yeah, it's been a time. So definitely come and see it. We're on for another week.
So do you think you kind of the people that left need like a bit of a moment afterwards?
Yeah,
it sounds to me like maybe some of the performers maybe need a bit of a moment too. It sounds like
I come out full noise. I'm like, hey guys, what's up? And they're like, can you just give me a second? And I'm like, absolutely. Yep, sure.
Just
no
problem. Go to the toilet at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to the toilet. I was getting water from the bar. No. It's been really good and I encourage lots of people to come and see it because, it's been really cool. And the performances are so sick. Like, it's a pleasure to be in that show because I just get to watch all the other actors doing incredible acting. Next week on at the Basement, we have a show called Before Karma Gets Us, which is by a duo of three awesome women. They're all Toi Whakaere graduates. They're all really, really cool. And the three idiots invite you into a world of mystery and masterful magic. And I heard a rumour that they've been learning real magic for this show. And it looks really clowny.
Oh, what do you mean? Real magic? What do you mean?
Like actual magic tricks.
Like spells?
Yes. And it's
tricks or spells? Different types of magic.
Spells. Witchcraft.
What?
Paganism.
That was
absolutely.
I'm not
sure that was. Yeah. That was horrifying.
That was
Beelzebub himself. Okay. It's exploring the oddities of life and death, and these falls out to tickle your delight in a colourful variety show that
three
put
B's
on acts
and
you never imagined, but always dreamed possible. And it's just got a really cool team behind it, and they're all really exciting young, emerging performers. So I highly recommend Before Karma Gets Us, which is the 2nd to the 6th of April at the Basement Theatre, 6:30 p.m. The week after, we have another show by another toy grad. Her name's Grace Bentley, and it's called Woman of Citrus. And it is... It's just described as a big old pot of movement, rhyming words, and absurd character comedy.
That's what I need.
And it's by Grace Bentley. She's from Kirikiri. And it's a focus on her mixed race heritage, navigating her sense of self, growing up in small town Kirikiri. But she's also a really fucking awesome performer. And it's directed by Jo Randerson, who is an OG queen legend of New Zealand theatre.
Nice.
And that is on the 9th of April to the 20th of April at 6:30 as well in the studio.
Alright.
So very exciting things. And then a little extra for experts, the week after, Rose Matafeo is bringing her award winning show back, Horn Dog. That's
going to
sell the F out, and which is why I'm mentioning
it
now.
You measured your tone then.
Yeah, I know. I'm finally decided to see this myself, like towards the end of the slot. But it's going to, it absolutely will sell out. It won Best Comedy in the Edinburgh Fringe last year, which is.
How about that?
Dude, that is the biggest award for comedy in the world. Like, it doesn't get better than that.
That's one of those awards that if you win that, it's timeless. Eh? You may
it's
as well,
timeless.
It really is, yeah.
Like, that is.
Did she do the Royal Variety?
Yes!
Like, what are you talking about?
She literally met Prince Harry and that Meghan Markle from Suits.
That's what I always think about. I can't think about her name.
She's the Duchess of...
I know she is, but she's also off Suits.
Yeah, she's also an actor. And she's also beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Anyway, so...
She's a very handsome man as well.
If you don't get a ticket for Horn Dog now, you will absolutely miss out.
Where do you get one from?
You can go to the Basement website and buy one.
So
they'd be gone by now, literally immediately.
And that's on for a week, eh? 11th of April to the 13th. No, two nights.
Yeah, three nights.
Three nights.
Opening night through to, which is Thursday through to Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. See you at Headstand.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
Friends, it's 21 minutes.